I open this meeting at 8:07 to go over the complaints.
Alleged
violation of Eden Sports Committee. The time is 8:07.
In attendance,
I am Trevor Bidwell.
Dan Lathrop.
Christina Brown.
Make a motion. Go over it.
All right. So now we're going to read the alleged complaint.
Right.
Description of complaint, Wednesday, November 12th. Name of public body, Eden Youth Sports Committee. Violation alleged, open meeting law. Specific cure requested. Molly Morin and Christina Brown be removed from the EYCS. Any members appointed to the EYCS need to undergo extensive training on the laws they are to follow when being part of the public committee, including but not limited to open meeting laws, executive sessions, and discrimination. On Wednesday, November 12, 2025, during an open meeting of the EYCS, Molly Morin shared confidential information that was provided to her at her request during an executive session she oversaw on Monday, November 3, 2025. During this November 12th meeting, Christina Brown placed the blame on me as to why this confidential information was shared. My husband and I have attended an executive session November 3rd requested by Molly Morin, an interim member, and the rest of the EYCS, including another interim member, Christina Brown, who we requested not attend this executive session. At the start of and during this meeting, we were told multiple times that anything shared in this executive session is confidential and will not be shared outside of the meeting. In the introduction of what the executive session is, we were encouraged to speak truthfully and confidently, knowing that this was a confidential meeting. When we were asked if we could consider meeting with the EYCS and the coach, who we attended the executive session to discuss, my husband and I both hesitated answering. We shared that we were concerned that if we answered no, that response would be used against us. Molly again reassured us that our answer would not be used in any way against us and it would not leave this room. We, with hesitation, said that we felt the time had passed and we would not want a meeting with the coach and the EYCS. During the open meeting of the EYCS on November 12, 2025, I questioned the committee on why the coach wouldn't have reached out to my family at all, with the EYCS knowing the coach was aware of my concerns since September to discuss our child's concerns about the coach. Molly Morin said in front of our four other people who did not attend the executive session and while being recorded that we told the committee we didn't want to meet with the coach. I spoke up saying that I wanted it documented that Molly just shared confidential information that we provided during an executive session. Christina Brown immediately reacted and said, "You brought it up," demonstrating a complete lack of understanding of the purpose of an executive session and the confidentiality of information shared in those meetings. Christina instead placed blame on our family that having confidential information shared during an open meeting is our fault because I asked a question. Christina's reaction is exactly why we had requested she not be present during our executive session on November 3rd, 2025. Since this exchange, our family has not felt comfortable attending any other committee meetings for fear of what other confidential information, including information we shared about our daughter, will be shared in an open recorded meeting. We bring this to your attention now as our daughter is no longer participating in sports in Eden, and the fear of retaliation by the coach or the EYCS is not a concern anymore. This entire exchange on November 12, 2025 is documented on recordings held by the town office, received by Aaron Niles. Can we go over the laws first?
So, this complaint came in from Aaron Niles, but now we're going to go over the requirements of open meeting law, and we're going to go through each one and see as they pertain to the complaint. So the first one, A, is provide advance notice of meetings. Did we do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so that is, I'm going to mark that one. That is not a violation. Okay. B, create and post an agenda for all regular special meetings.
Yes.
Yes. So everybody agrees we have not violated that. Conduct all business in an open meeting unless an exemption applies.
Done.
Yes.
Vote by roll call when there is an electronic participation.
Yes.
Tongue tied myself today.
You've been dealing with too much weather.
Yep.
Tongue tied me on it. You said it and I couldn't say it.
Allow public comment in meetings.
Yes. Done. That seems to be part of this, so.
Yeah. Take and post minutes.
Yes.
We do do that. Do we respond to complaints of violation?
That's why we are here. Yes.
Yes. Those are the laws that are required of the open meeting law.
I make a motion that we have not violated any laws.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Guess that is it.
We will provide a written response.
Yes, we will provide a written response to Niles and move forward.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
Aye. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Motion adjourned. Motion passed 8:13.
Thank you, everybody.